Good evening, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to your Friday night tune-up. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with...
Rebecca Gregory here. Happy Friday, everyone. What a week, Hillis, huh? It was a really good week for Hillis. You know why? Happy birthday, Hillis! It was Hillis' birthday on the 15th, so...
It was a good birthday. Good day, thank you.
And got these amazing cards
from Miss Rebecca.
A card for everyone.
Yeah, who knows? I can pull a card later for everyone. But before we get into...
welcome, everyone. I get super excited. I forget where I am sometimes. Yes. Hi, Bridget. Hello, Indigo.
So before we get into tonight's topic, I just have to address this. And I have not had access to my Facebook account because I believed I was hacked. And so I don't have access to any Facebook stuff. So if you guys have been messaging me, commenting or anything on Facebook, sorry, I haven't gotten back to you. That's why. But if you guys want to reach out, you can definitely reach out to me via email at cosmicinsightradio@gmail.com. Or if you want to be of help, you can find my Facebook page, which I believe might be temporarily disabled. But whatever the case is, find my Facebook page, report it until I am back in control. But anyway.
Or you could always go through me and send me a message and I will make sure it gets to him.
Yes. Exactly. My co-creator here is on it. But it has been an interesting weekend, you know, and I guess part of what transpired in the past week is in conjunction with what we were talking about just before we got on tonight. And another announcement before we get into the show.
I know, it's a big one too.
So a big announcement, yes.
I've been waiting for a while before I put it out there in the world. But the first ever, you ready? Untrick yourself from the fuckery t-shirt. So I just got it in the mail today. I don't know where the hell I ordered it from. But so I will be getting that on one of the sites where you can order. I'll let you know. But I wanted to order one to see what it looked like before I put it out there. So if you want to have an untrick yourself from the fuckery shirt, just let me know. And I'll let you know when I get that all together on what website I'm going to put it on to order.
So be on the lookout, guys. It's coming.
Yes. Yes. It is coming. Because that's what we all have to do right now. And that's what it's all about. And that's all it's about.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And what I want to us to talk about, and I guess, you know, part of my experience this week is, you know how everyone is always so quick to take and how slow some people are to give, you know, and this was in my thoughts because, you know, thinking of financial institutions, one, and how they're so quick to take money, but so slow to return it. Two, also with my Facebook account, you know, how they're so quick to shut it down or to disable it without the proper authentication from me, you know, when I'm emailing them consistently saying, hey, this happened, can you do something about this? And they're so slow to respond. And I just find it interesting that when it is in someone's best interest to benefit from whatever it is that they're benefiting from, that they just take it in a heartbeat, or they, you know, just in a heartbeat, they just, you know, snatch it away from you or snatch it up from you. But when it is time to give of that, they just sit around and say, no, I'm not ready yet. No. And I feel it also comes down to the vibration, energy, and frequency of it. So, you know, Rebecca, what are your thoughts on all of this?
You want to know what truth with what's going through my mind right now?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't have asked.
I know. So, I looked, I heard you and I felt you, what you were saying. And I totally get it. Cause it's like reversal fuckery to me, you know, and I totally get it, but I stepped into the higher point of this, of the universal.
Yes, fuckery. Please do. Cause and I haven't been
it, and it was there. Like, so what are we doing right now? The whole world right now is in the process. And this has been going on of finding, you know, moving from fear to love, correct?
Yeah.
And moving that process so we can shift the consciousness of the world and open up and expand and expand out. So in that process, what is the main thing we have to do in that process in order to get to that space? We've got to let go of attachments. We've got to let go of expectations. We've got to let go of all that stuff to open up to trust to receive. So it's kind of like, that's what came to me when you're saying that, oh, it's kind of a universal joke here. We'll take it. Because we're so quick to take, you know, everyone is so quick to bring, you know, to take what they require. However, it's opening up to that that's what came to me is like the universal in that energy of it, teaching us, putting that out there. And this could be a total spin what most people are thinking around this, but this is just what came to me of opening up to that space of learning to not have expectations and to open, receive, and just let go of all that energy.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we
sit here. That's what came to me around that.
Yeah, because, you know, we sit here, you know, and we set expectations, right? We set the expectations of allowing ourselves to receive the best or to receive what's in our best or in our best interest or in our highest good, you know, and sometimes, you know, we step out of line with that. We step into the desperate energy and sometimes, you know, we also step into the space of hope. Oh, everything's going to work out, but, you know, what people don't talk about is that in-between space and that space of frustration, of that space of angst, that space of anxiety, the space of stress that all this stuff creates along with it. And so it's like, how do you allow yourself to be at ease when we have this emotional chaos in us? And so I think that's what a lot of people are experiencing right now is this eternal chaos. And I was guided to share this because this was the very first one that I received when I opened up the deck that Rebecca sent me for my birthday. And so
what else did I send you for your birthday though?
Cookies. But this card here, the Portal Keeper, this is a very magical card in the sense of what it means and what it represents. And it's just simply allowing for a look. And as soon as I opened the book, it opened up right up to that page. But it's simply...
I didn't mean to interrupt. Is that your first deck of Oracle cards?
Yeah, I told you. I've never had
one. I thought it was. I'm like, oh.
But the card simply states, in unique gateways to mystical experiences, psychic ability, raising your vibration, expanded consciousness, the Akashic Records, past life ties, exploring the edges of reality for significant messages seen between the lines of multidimensional awareness. And so it's like, what is it that we are all moving to be aware of in our lives right now? What is it that we are not seeing that is stepping into this space? And so I think that's the question that we all have to ask ourselves, you know, what is it that we are allowing ourselves to move into now?
Exactly. And knowing that, you know, as you said before, we're in that portal energy where so many things are shifting and changing right now, and portals are opening up and new parts of us are opening up and new parts of us are being questioned that had never had before. And there's also that anxiety of the old going away of how the world was, how things function and how we act towards others, how we act, you know, everything's melting pot of change right now. So it's like, it's almost, you know, go back to that teaching of being comfortable in the uncomfortableness, because that's exactly what's happening right now. We are being forced and moved into that energy of how do I navigate the uncomfortableness that's coming up? And that's within our own selves as well. You know, yeah. I've had a few like over the top meltdowns lately that, you know, was putting me in that uncomfortableness, but, and reacting different. It was almost like when I've had these recent ones, it was almost like I knew I had to speak my truth.
Yeah.
And I wanted to speak my truth. However, speaking my truth in this certain situation was a new pattern for me with this particular incident I'm relaying right now was a new pattern for me to rely. So I didn't really know how to, I didn't really know how to speak my truth in this situation with these people, that I had to kind of like, I kind of exploded a little bit, you know, in a different way. Like it came out in a different way. It was very messy, put it that way, but it was great because now I know how to navigate it. You know, I just need to speak up, and it's just, but it was fabulous in that it happened that way, because it's okay. I guess what I'm saying, people, it's okay if things get messy as we're moving through this. You know, it's okay. Allow yourself to be messy and uncomfortable, and just you be like, oh my God, I was really acting like a crazy Looney Tune there for a minute. You know, it's okay. And give yourself permission to do that, because as long as you allow it to happen, move through it, and then step back and say, oh my gosh, I spoke my truth. Yes, it was messy. But next time I know I don't have to go into that old energy of and ramping that up that allowed me to go to that space of making it messy. Now I say, no, I don't have to be that space anymore. I just need to speak from the beginning and not have the energy around the situation and be able to stand in my truth and express.
Yeah, you know, and as you express this, you know, being reminded of a phrase that came to my awareness as I was watching something today on television, and the phrase was that the world is crumbling. And I'm like, oh, okay, if that doesn't strike fear into my energy, into my awareness, what will? You know, when you hear something like the world is crumbling, I'm like, oh geez, what is this now? And so I had to, and I still haven't fully processed what that really means, you know, because I've been in situations in my life where things just fell apart, you know, and didn't know how to navigate. And even now, this space that we're in, this is a whole other breakdown, a whole other the level of the crumbling, if you will, everything just falling apart. And it's like, how do you navigate something so every time when you take a step, it just falls out from underneath you? It's like, what do you do in spaces that are not supportive anymore, you know? Because that's right. We create something new. So, you know, but how do we create something new when we don't even have the infrastructure, you know, that internal infrastructure that we want, you know? And so, you know, it's going back to basics. It's having starting with a fresh new foundation, you know, a new thinking and a new mindset and all of this, you know? And so it's in that space of really moving into what is best for you. And, exactly. You know, and that's all you can do.
That's all you can do. And notice people are shifting and changing as well, and holding that. We're not going to go in that whole conversation about holding space, you know.
Yes, you guys check out the previous episodes where we talked about holding
Yeah, because it's so beautiful for me just watching people that might have been prickly before, in my world just open up and start to expand out. And that's what we're all doing. We're expanding out. So even give even those prickly people that might have been, I like to call them prickly people, you know, those people in your world, just observe them right now, because they're, I've been seeing in my own world, like things shedding away with people. And so everybody's kind of on this path in different ways together. So give everybody just a little bit of extra heart right now, I guess what I'm saying, even the prickly ones, because if we know what's going on, can you imagine the prickly people, what they're going through right now? And we know kind of know what's going on. Those people are like, yeah, that's why it's so like the energy right now, like me, to me is like this. It's in and out. It's in and out. It's just kind of like we're breathing. We're breathing into it. And, you know, it's just like this. And so, yeah, I just felt like I needed to say that.
Yeah, so it's a lot happening is all I can say. And my experience with my Facebook account has been one of them.
That's not experience. That has been a saga.
You know, you just have that one little scab and you keep picking at it. That's what it's been like. You know, when you think you have control, and then again, you don't. You can relax into control. Oh, everything's fine. Everything is fine. And then you don't, what just happened? And so it's like this space of being consistently triggered out of your safety zone. Can you imagine that? Being consistently, every moment of every day, being consistently triggered out of your safety zone. You guys, I mean, that's what this felt like. So put it in the comments. Let me know what you guys think about that. You know, it's just how it is.
But you know what's so cool around this?
What?
You know, I always lean forward when I have something really cool to say.
Uh-huh.
We're dreaming a new planet.
Well, yeah. Well,
I know. Yeah. So it's so cool. And the magic's coming back at a whole nother level, and the world's opening up at a whole nother level, and there's just all this magnificence that's out there floating around.
Yeah, you know, and we're gonna find new ways
and new ways
to connect with each other.
Mm-hmm. And new ways to do things, and that's why the banking systems and everything's just kind of starting to crumble and come apart, and everybody's questioning everything, and everything's getting different, and yeah, we chose to come here.
Sorry, that's just the child in me coming out to play a little bit.
I know. And letting go of control and just surrendering. I mean, that's the key right now, and keep yourself grounded. Let yourself have your little mini meltdowns, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And just move through it, you know, because those mini meltdowns are, you know, this very important. Self-love is very important right now. And saying no is very important right now. And honoring yourself is very, very important right now. So important right now, you know. And when we're not in that space is when everything gets difficult.
Yes.
And challenging.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, before we get to story time.
Guys, let me know. Do you like my little story time card reading thing? So I want to know how you guys feel about it. So
you ruined it. I was going to say that.
I guess I'm in the new world and we're talking telepathically.
Well, I mean, well, you see how excited Rebecca is. You see how much she loves doing it. So, yeah, you guys like story time now. And have you guys really been listening to your own internal guidance system? Have you guys really been connected to your own intuition? Because I know before we were doing the weekly spirit questions, but now it's time for you to move into the energy of trust, trusting yourself, trusting your guidance, trusting all that you are to receive what is best for you. Oh. So let us know.
I also see a comment up here. Bridget put happy birthday, and it was Bruce's, who's one of our listeners as well. So happy birthday, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. You mean Bridget?
Yeah.
You said Bruce.
Well, Bridget, it was Bruce's birthday. She said it was Bruce's birthday on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Comment.
Hillis, you're lost. You got to keep up with it here.
Yeah. But I also want to know how did you guys like the incantations, the light language from last week? I also would like to know how you guys like that, because maybe I'll do it again. But now it is story time.
Well, not quite. I'm getting ready for story time.
You're not ready for story time?
No, I'm getting we're setting up our little interesting.
Well, it's fine. So while you do story, while we're setting up for story time, let's see what, see, this card has been coming up a lot lately.
Yeah, I think Hillis needs to draw a couple cards since he's a newbie.
This one is Earth Star Chakra.
What does it say at the bottom?
Earth Star. Intuition. And I was just talking about intuition, you guys. How funny is that? So what does that mean? So we all know what the Earth Star, well, for those who don't know, the Earth Star Chakra is just a few inches below our feet. And it is really grounding and connecting us to not only earth energies, but energies to our soul. And here, the meaning of the Earth Star Chakra is oneness, collective consciousness, anchoring transmissions from higher realms, sacred earth knowledge, integration of the divine, working with the grids. So, I mean, which is stuff that we do already every day of our lives. I mean, well, I know Rebecca and I, that's what we do. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's a beautiful way to live in that energy of that divinity of who we are. I feel it.
Feel what?
I feel it. I feel the story.
It's unfolding. We're in a lot of realms tonight.
Ooh. Well, it is all about that transmission energy.
Well, yeah.
Which is what we're in. We're in this whole transmission.
It's funny. These are stories. We're kind of, it's like the energy is kind of all the same message that keeps coming up over and over again, just in different ways for everyone. But it's funny. I watch the cards that come up now, and they're kind of on the same lines, because it's what we're doing right now. Creating a new world.
Wait, what is that one? I like that one. It was pretty.
That's just the back of the card.
Oh.
It's.
Oh.
She's at the head. We got two sides here going on. Okay, guys. Whew. Okay. You guys ready for story time here? Or cold story time. This is kind of fun. I actually am enjoying doing this. Can you guys tell? Because to me, it's different and it's fun. So, and it kind of taps into everyone. So I'm just going to take a moment here. Tap into our story that's unfolded. I'm going to start with a little sound today just to kind of ground us in, because we are all that energy. Just, I can feel it right now, just tapping into everyone listening now. It's just everybody needs to just come down. It's a lot like this right now, just to come into the story.
So everybody just take a deep breath. Just going to do a... Breath in, get present with yourself. So you have this week's journey of a story. You know, as I pulled all these cards, just a journey that everyone is going on. We're all together in this, moving forward in all this. And the head, what came out tonight is the Queen of the Light, illuminate enlightenment celebration. And it's kind of the theme of what's going on right now, what's going on in the world. And allow yourself to step into that, step into that energy of the illumination of you, the enlightenment of you, and the celebration of who you are, because that's where you are right now. We're all moving in. And imagine yourself to us going down right now as we're moving into, and you're kind of wandering between different realms right now. You're wandering between different parts of yourself. You're wandering into the imbalance and the balancement of the two sides of you. The ego is coming up. This is coming up. The masculine, the feminine, it's just the big story. It is the cup of tea that's just swirling around with all the gifts that are inside, just ready for you to just drink down and take into your beingness. You're being asked now to open up to the matrix and allow yourself, give yourself permission to explore in a new way that you have never done them before. To explore new ways you have never done before, to stand in the boundaries of your heart, not allowing others to sway you from your trail that you're traveling right now, through your journey that you're going to right now. Because it's all standing into and being that wise person you are, standing in your integrity and not compromising out of what's true to your heart and what's true to who you truly are. Where in the past we might have compromised and put ourselves out of balance. Well, it's not time for that anymore. It's time to allow ourselves to say yes to us in a whole new way of honoring who we are in the heart, to open up to the illumination of us and bring in the enlightenment and the celebration of what we are becoming. Because as we move into a higher level of love, compassion, reverence, kindness, and consideration for others, knowing that they don't know where they are right now and that they are opening up to a new place of them, that they don't realize what's happening, and knowing that you don't know their stories, you don't know where they've been, and you don't know what they've done. You only know how they treat you. And don't allow that to affect you in your beingness anymore, for you are the enlightened one. And in that enlightenment and who you truly are, stand in that space to look at them from a place of love and compassion, and learn to be silence. Learn to go in the silence. There's no balancing out the indifference anymore. We need to step in and be aligned with ourselves, centered in ourselves, set the boundaries, and be the center celebration of what we're becoming, to move into the grace of who we are and open to the stars of limited possibilities and open to that abundance that is out there for everyone to grab in this moment, because the magic is coming up more than ever. And now is your time to grab it, to claim it, and to be it. Because everyone listening to this now, in the future, or wherever you come across, you are meant to hear this message, which means you are ready. You are ready to take the step into the unknown.
That was beautiful. I love story time now.
Now? You didn't like it before? No.
Well, you know, as kids, you know, we have this this thing that we do. So, oh, Mom, tell me a bedtime story. Oh, Dad, tell me a story. Oh, so you know, it's almost like bringing back that childlike energy, you know, in a different way. It's like, okay. Oh, tell me a story, please. And you know, you always want one with a happy ending, which is why, you know, I think a lot of us kind of watch TV in a sense too. You know, because we want that story. We want something that we can relate to, something we can gravitate to, something that brings us joy and upliftment, you know, to let us know that everything's going to be okay. And in this space of not being okay, somehow find out there is still going to be something okay. And so this is what this is. This is the energy of everything's going to be okay. Is the happy ending of it all.
It is going to be okay at the end of the rope. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to be bumpy along the way. We're on a bumpy road right now, people.
Some potholes.
However, it's all going to be okay. and it's just when those potholes hit, just play with them. Have fun with them.
Or you can find some asphalt and fill it up yourself.
That's true as well. Because, you know, I learned that today when I went to Costco. I was in the frozen tundra, the section with all the vegetables. It's like all the frozen tundra. It's so cold. And I was buying a bag of organic green beans. And there was this one bag I wanted, which was literally in the back behind all the other boxes, sitting on top all by itself. So, of course, that's the bag I want. Not the 5,000 in front of me. I want the one way in the back. So I get on my tiptoes and I'm like reaching for this bag. And I just kept on reaching. And I couldn't get it. And I was like, oh, and I almost gave up. Or I was looking for a tall man walking by. I was going to have him get it for me. And I was like, no. You can do this because now it's time for you to create whatever you want in your world and you can do it. And when I said that and stepped into that, I got my bag of green beans. And that was my universal lesson for the day I'm sharing. Cause you know, I always tell real time stories of every day something happens to me. So
yes.
Oh, and I won't tell the other story at Costco, but.
Well, and you know, that's just a reminder. I got to, you know, just surrender and be in the flow of recovering my Facebook account because it's just driving me crazy because there's so much that's attached to it, you know.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I mean, I've had that account for about over 10 years, mm-hmm. you know, having, you know, my groups and clients and mm-hmm. everything that's in that space and getting messages to where people can't contact me. I'm literally getting emails saying so-and-so sent you a message and I can't send them a message back. Or so-and-so commented on your post. Wednesday, Rebecca was nice enough to read me all my birthday messages from Facebook.
Yes, I did. It's how much I love Hillis. I sat there and read, 100? And I didn't get them all. I think I got most of them.
Yeah, you got close to 100, but it was almost 200 birthday messages.
Yeah.
And Rebecca read about 100 of them. And I'm sure more came in after. But, you know, and that's the thing. You know, when people especially send me birthday messages, I sit there and reply to every single one individually. And so now that I haven't talked to anybody, it's like, where's Hillis?
Man, the universe is sure putting you in a new place, Hillis.
Yeah, it is. It's really, it's like, man, you know,
you are the live witness of being uncomfortable, being comfortable in the uncomfortableness. We do everything live in real time. We're in the now.
Yeah. And so examples
are the best of growth in seeing how the world is functioning.
All the time.
Thank you for taking one for the team.
Which is, and I kid you not, the first card that I pulled when I opened up the deck was the portal card. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'm sitting in this. I'm the gatekeeper of all of this. What's going to happen now?
It's all good.
And so for anyone who is out there watching now or later, I ask that you also send amazing, beautiful energies for me to reclaim what is properly mine. So there. But as we bring this section to a close, it wouldn't be Friday night without the tune-up.
I already did the tune-up. It's at the beginning of school time. How's that one?
So tonight, since Rebecca did the story time, I'm going to transmit energies through a short meditation, which I have been just given and guided to. Because, you know, we make the stuff up as we go. You never know what's going to happen live. We just flow and surrender and flow.
Oh, my. You have to exercise for that one. We need all stretch.
Yeah, I had to do a stretch for this one. You know, hey, when you're, yeah, it's.
And guys, comment how you guys are doing or anything going on for you. We love to hear from you. So let us know how you're doing.
Indeed, we love to know. But it is now time for the tune-up.
So what are you doing tonight? Tell us for us.
I'm going to be doing an energy transmission through meditation.
Okay.
Yes.
So we close our eyes?
You will know when it's time.
Okay. I will let you know. It means tune-up.
So wherever you are watching this now or later, take this moment to take in a nice big deep breath. And as you exhale, close your eyes. Connecting to the energies whose attention is in this moment, in this infinite now. As the portal gates of energies have been opened with the intention of love and surrendering to what is, I now allow the energies of pure white creator, the nameless light, the nameless energy to enter into this space. Allowing the energies to flow with ease and allow this energy to be present in your space, in your home, in your car, wherever this is you are listening to, allow this energy to keep you safe and protected. Allow the energies to open up for you to receive what it is that you're asking for in this time for yourself, what you're asking for others. Allow there now to be the energy of balance, the energy of reciprocity to take hold as we allow ourselves to surrender. Surrender to the flow of the generosity of this planet, the generosity of those guardians, the gatekeepers, who are willing to be what they've asked to be, what they have volunteered to be, and that is yourself included. Allowing the space of the mind to be free, allow it to be now open, to allow for the wisdom of this portal energy, these universal energies, these energies of multidimensional multidimensional spaces in the intergalactic energies of our ancestors from this planet and beyond, the energies of the first, the one true, the nameless one, allow this energy to be present in you every day. Allow this energy to assist you and escort you in your task of life, to understand what is important, to know what is of value, to understand the beingness that is you, to allow your true nature to be seen, to be heard, to be felt, to be known unto you. Coming into perfect resonance with this energy that is you. And everyone now just taking a nice big deep breath and slowly begin to open your eyes. Be here, be now, and be present, dear ones. Thank you for that, Rebecca.
Buddy knows. Thank you for that, Hillis. It was nice, peaceful.
Yeah, there's something always ever soothing about Creator's light, this nameless energy.
Mm-hmm. I'm calm now.
Me
you
too.
You did calm me down, didn't you?
I also did it for me. And so, everyone, thank you for your time, your presence, and your energy. Please remember to share with others and to allow for this to be of service to you. Exactly. And until next week, everyone, have an amazing time.
Yes.
Keep
on exploring. I'll let you know about the t-shirt and all good.
Don't
limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you.
Till next week.
I kind of disappeared for a second. I'm back though. Love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us for this Cosmic Insight Edition. And just keep on swimming. Just hang on. It's all gonna be okay.